Good morning, this is Jazz and Bella with your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, a truck carrying parts of wind turbine has crashed into a bridge on Warrego Highway, north of Brisbane, at 5:30 a.m. this morning. All westbound lanes of the highway near Mount Crosby have closed and are expected to remain closed until the truck has been removed. The truck has consequentially trapped the wind turbine part underneath the bridge, fortunately with no injuries reported for the driver or other road users.
And 4 Bayside childcare centres and a Brisbane primary school received a series of threatening messages and bomb threats yesterday morning. Emergency services in Brisbane quickly cleared the locations, and by afternoon, police have arrested a 50-year-old woman. The woman did not have any known connections to the targeted school or centres. Police investigations concluded that the threats were unsubstantiated, with no risk to the community.
In national news, 4 cities in Australia have been labelled impossibly unaffordable to purchase a home in. A new study released by the Demographia International Housing Affordability that compared the region's median house price to median income. Sydney ranked 2nd most unaffordable, with Adelaide coming in 6th, Melbourne at 9th, and Brisbane at 11th. The biggest increase in property price is here in Brisbane, where homes in this category made up only 2.8% of the market a decade ago. Now a whopping 40.2% of Brisbane homes are priced above the $1 million mark, with this figure only expected to grow more in the following years.
The Upper House passed a new tax bill in Victoria for the Emergency Services and Volunteer Fund last night. The fund replaces the Fire Services Property Levy by increasing funds towards Victoria's fire services, with demand for emergency services surging with climate change. The new bill raises deep concerns among farmers, who will now face a 150% increase to their levy to contribute towards the new bill. A group of farmers and the United Firefighter Union are claiming not only will they have to face the levy, but now asset owners will bear the costs as well.
In international news, Thailand officials have issued 17 arrest warrants for individuals who build a skyscraper which collapsed during an earthquake in March. The 30-story tower collapsed during a magnitude 7.7 earthquake which struck Myanmar on the 28th of March. Italian Thai Development PLC is one of Thailand's largest construction firms. It was reported yesterday that investigators previously found structural flaws in the building's lift shaft.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of showers later this morning, with a chance of a thunderstorm this evening. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. There's no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.